is that? You have any idea?
Forever.
That is just wild.
Oh, yeah. Look back in your Colorado history, and Colorado was stupid enough to sell their water to Texas that many thousand years ago when we first started as a state.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
And this year they were flooding all over the place in Texas, and we're up here begging for a drink. We have one little town right now that are allowed 10 gallon a day. Beulah?
Oh, really? Huh? I'm going up there next week.
They can have 10 gallon of water a day. They're on severe restriction.
I guess we'll have to talk about that when I go up there.
Yeah. Because one of the girls from Beulah was in the shop in the center today, came in and had lunch. Her mother works there too. She came in and had lunch, and she said she came to the valley so she could take 3 showers a day. Because up there she can't even wash her hair.
How far is Beulah from here?
It's 25 miles from Pueblo, up San Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
From Pueblo.
Is there a shortcut to get there?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to go all the way out to 25.
No, you can cut off there at Colorado City and go up through the through San Isabel Forest and in that direction.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think I've done that once or twice.
Yeah, but don't do it if it's raining, because that road gets really slimy. But we haven't had any rain, so you won't have
that problem. Probably won't have that problem.
You'll just have chug holes now.
Got a little rain the other day, but down near Trinidad. And it caused some, there were some rocks in the road, that's for sure.
Boy, if we don't do something, then we're going to burn up. We got another fire started now.
Oh, yeah? The one up near,
Yeah, I was trying to think what downtown they said. Not Castle Rock.
Not Grand Junction.
No?
There was something up near that way, but I can't remember what town it was.
Right. Anyway, we got another one going now. Yeah. This morning it had 1,700 acres.
Yeah, that's the one I was reading about. Can't think of where it is, though.
Me either, but I know. I know we got a new one started.
You get any fires in the valley?
We had one at South Park.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
But nothing right down this way.
The one at South Park was called the Million Fire.
The Million Fire?
I got a lot of business from that one. I didn't even realize what a forest fire entailed. But everybody up there, all of the people that were up there working the fire, had to have name badges.
Really?
Identification badges?
Yeah.
Every night when I'd get to work, I'd have a string of names this long that I had to have name badges ready by the time they got there at 6:30 that night. So from 3 to 6:30, I was making as high as 30 to 60 badges.
When was this?
In first part of July.
Really? Who'd you make them for?
For the forest fighters.
Okay. Is that a volunteer thing? What is that? I didn't know you did that.
I didn't either. No, they brought me. That's what I said. It's the first time I've ever been involved with a forest fire or been in business anyway when they needed it. You know. But they brought in forest fighters from other places. You know, the professionals came in here to put it out.
Wow. That one's under control?
It's out.
Okay, good.
It's out. But it got 7 homes in the meantime.
Okay, let's see.
All right, now back to the question. What was the question? We got off the track, I know that.
No, let's see. I asked you about your bowling average.
Okay.
Oh, my boss is going to love that one. You mentioned the Dutch colony in your... What was that? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Okay, they came in here from Wisconsin and back in there. They're originally, a lot of the people that lived back there came in from Holland, okay? But then, I don't know why, but a group of them migrating to the valley, they came here before the resettlement.